47 Beavers on the Big Blue Sea, written by Phil Vischer. This audio version is published by Oasis Audio through an agreement with Tommy Nelson, a division of Thomas Nelson Publishers. I'm Greg Whalen. Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their toil. For if they fall, one will lift up the other. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 9 and 10. 47 are even better than two. Phil. Deep in the Northwest Territory, where the woods look down on the Western Sea, and the trappers trap so merrily, for the streams are oh so beavery. One day, in 1842, a trapper by the name of Stu came down to the beach and said,
"Halloo! I need a boat or a big canoe. I need a lift on down the coast to the nearest beaver trading post, where they'll shake my hand and raise a toast to Trapper Stew, who trapped the most."
So he piled what he caught in a rather small boat and asked the young sailor to give him a quote.
"No way," said the sailor with fear in his throat. "There's too many beavers. It ain't gonna float."
And as they debated, man to man, the beavers developed a curious plan. And the beavers pulled upon the oars, and the beavers rowed away from shore, and the beavers two, and the beavers three, 47 beavers on the big blue sea. No one thought that beavers were capable of scheming. If you'd say, "They'll row away," most folks would say, "You're dreaming." But here they were, and there they went, across the briny blue, calling out a cadence like a real Olympic crew. For a week or two, the beaver crew rode the great Pacific, till from the north a storm blew in with winds that were terrific. And one by one their oars blew off and vanished, mercy me, and 47 beavers were left bobbing in the sea. Well, the beavers bobbed upon the sea, and the beavers sobbed in misery, and the beavers two, and the beavers three, 47 beavers on the big